Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show, and today we're going to go into the sci-fi world, and it may be not so sci-fi, it may actually be science reality, but in the realm of the Matrix, you can never tell the truth in the GP because A, they can't handle it, and B, those who are really in charge don't want you to see the truth. They will put it in front of you and they will see if you can figure it out, but they are not going to come out and tell you anything because it's amusing to them. It's a struggle for those of us who are trying to stay awake and be awake, and it's a struggle for those who are trying to who are beginning to see the truth and begin to understand that not everything's right in this world. But those who are complicit will not do anything but what they're told. Will just follow orders. Will just do as they are said to do. They're basically lost. They're just lost, and there's no finding them unless there is some sort of awakening that can occur, some event, some situation, God Himself waking people up, saying, hey, take a look at this. Now, Nicholson 1968 did a video this week. I don't know if you guys have seen it. If not, the link is on the site. It's called Warp Speed to Reboot Humanity. Now, it's interesting, his take on it and the angle he came in from, basically saying what I've been saying, what other people have been saying about artificial intelligence, how it's, you know, we are no longer in that realm of being in control. The other night I talked about transhumanism not necessarily being just about us becoming integrated with machines, but other entities, demons, fallen angels, whatever you want to call it, that have also integrated with man's DNA to look and appear like men, but to have augmented abilities that are not meant to be in this realm. In fact, it gives them a severe disadvantage because they have a power that we do not have, and they can have the capacity to be overwhelming. They have an advantage, let's put it this way. And some of you, and I talked about superheroes and, you know, different comics of superheroes, and now they are actually an inversion of what really is going on, that they are nothing more than just demonic entities, different capacities, capabilities, and how the inversion has taken place, that the bad is good and the good is bad. Well, Nicholson talks about certain things, and he did a commercial on the droid. And if anybody hasn't seen this commercial, I will point this out to you very quickly, that the droid commercial, which is also on the page, it's there. And what I'm going to do is, if I got it here, aha! What I'm going to do now is I'm going to play this thing. Hopefully this will work in a second. Sometimes my YouTube doesn't want to play correctly. What I could also do is maybe download it. Let's see if I already have. Give me 1 second. Okay, maybe what I'll do is, it might be faster if I just download the video, which, give me a second. I'll keep talking and I'll get back to this. And I'm going to let you listen to this thing because it's going to be a mind blower. Now, some of you may have seen the commercial already, and some of you may have understand the commercial, so I'll give you a bit of a background. Verizon is talking about connecting us to the phone. And we've all heard Elon Musk say that he wants to get the Neuralink in so that we can be now one with the AI. And he believes that we can now control the AI with this Neuralink. I think he's high. Myself, I think he needs to get off the wacky tobacky. And I think he needs to have a reality check about how, if you are interconnected with an artificial intelligence or a system that has a capacity of programming that far exceeds ours, we will not be able to control it. It will take over everybody else. And I've said this before with cell phones and other things, that if, we're looking at cell phone technology. We are looking at how it interfaces with the with us, but those who own a phone. I don't own a phone, so it doesn't interface with me at all. But there are those who have had the capacity to have a cell phone, and I've heard reports from other people telling me they bought the phones, they can't put them down, so forth and so on, because it interconnects with the DNA. And as a result of this connection with the DNA, we have, Houston, we have a problem. So now we're looking at technology being advocated as something that is good. And in all reality, it really isn't that good. It's quite alarming, actually. I'm downloading it now, so give me about a minute and I'll keep talking about this. But this is showing you pretty clearly what the intent is. It's not necessarily a transhuman perspective. It is what we've been defining as transhuman. This is about complete takeover, complete interface, complete integration. This is called IOB. Okay, IOB. Now, what some of you are saying, what does IOB mean? So it means Internet of Bodies. So, give me 1 second. I'm going to play this. Oh, maybe it's over here. Yeah, hold on.
Droid DNA augmentation initiated. Neural speeds increasing to 4G LTE. Brain upgrading to a quad-core processor. Predictive intelligence with Google Now complete.
Introducing Droid DNA by HTC. It's not an upgrade to your phone. It's an upgrade to yourself.
Okay, you heard them. It's not an upgrade. It's not an upgrade to your phone. It's an upgrade to yourself. And when you watch this video, you'll see that the nanotechnology and the frequency augmentation in the program is now completely overriding the DNA. You are no longer who you are. You are now an interface with technology. And they couldn't have put this more into your face. And the last, like I said, when you're hearing the voice generating sound like it's a computer, maybe been an AI, it's talking about all the different upgrades that are happening. This is part of IOB. IOB is Internet of Bodies. Your body is going to be utilized as the network. In India, they're using 7G, and what happens is the frequencies are now hitting the people, and the signals are transferring from person to person as through an interface for their cell phones and all their other electronics. We are going into 6G not because of running devices. Oh, no, no, no. We're heading to 6G because they're planning on running cars, airplanes, everything that can be run by people will be now run by a program, by artificial intelligence, and it needs that bandwidth to operate and run those devices. And you're included in that design. You are already included in that design. You will now be controlled. You will be reserved, restricted. You'll be restrained through the program. Because there's no way anybody can have those kind of upgrades and not being under any kind of control. And if we got, okay, the current status in the Matrix are saying we have close to 7 or 8 billion people, which I think is far-fetched. But the actual numbers that I have read from other sources is more like half the population, between 3.5 and 4 billion. That's all we really have. And with this vaccine that they are exploiting everybody with, this is going to further curtail the population growth just by the assault of these vaccines. These vaccines will have the code and the operating systems in order for you to interface with 6G. You'll be completely integrated and emulsified in that program. Your DNA is an antenna. The nanoparticulates that are inside your body have formed networks and circuitry already there. A lot of people are buying into the bullshit of products like Nano Silver and what's the other one? somebody just sent it to me. I'll think about it in a second. But all these nanometals, monatomic gold, I'm trying to think now. I had all this stuff in my head, and give me a second, I'll find this. Oh, here it is. A nano zeolite. Zeolite, people don't realize, zeolite's already on a nano scale. And what it is a combination of silica and aluminum. Now it's a superconductive material. And people actually believe that this stuff is coming out of the body and detoxing the body. What it is, it's incorporating itself into the body. It may even be blocking receptors in the brain and through the spine throughout the body so that you may not see or feel what's going on. We're no longer, like I said, dealing with people who have any kind of ethics. This is all about hijacking. So when you're taking these nanometals in and you're eating a lot of them, it's in the food, it's in the air you're breathing and so forth and so on. This is now being programmed in order to assemble a circuitry inside the system. We are Borg. We are here to assimilate you. Remember that? But to be able to power that technology in that many people requires a different type of bandwidth. And we're talking now 6G and 7G. Now, if we look at the protocols of Zion, they want 600 million people left on the planet. If you look at the Georgia Guidestones, it's 500 million. So they're planning on leaving between 500 and 600 million people left on the planet because this would allow them to have full control, full autonomy over everybody on the planet through frequencies and programming. So with IOB basically in, using 6G technology, it now goes inside of you. It can transfer data back and forth to you. It can use you as a means of transferring data to other people or other devices. Interesting, eh? You will not even have a say what's going on. And all that we're seeing going on right now today, in all that we're viewing and all that we're understanding, you know, the exploitation by these vaccines, you're seeing people having convulsions, you're seeing people dying, you're seeing all these things because the nano assembly right now is assembling themselves into the brain and it's causing a brain overload. The lady that had the shake said she got somebody to call her and tell her that it was just metal passing through the brain. The metal doesn't pass through the brain. When it's on a nanoscale, it embeds itself into the brain and then begins the assembly process. These mRNA codes that are being transferred using XNA to transfer the data, transfer to whatever program and operating systems are going on, telling the body to utilize the proteins as a ligand so that these things can attach to the proteins or the carbs or the fat in the system, allows for the circuitry to complete its full course. As a result, you are no longer the person God made you to be. You are now a creation of this abomination they call science. This is not science. This is exploiting and experimenting on people and their lives. We never needed a vaccine for anything. Vaccines have never cured anything anyway. They never cured polio. They never cured anything. All they've ever done is created more problems than they fixed. And as a result of the biological and genetic engineering and the nanobiotech that we got going on, the AI operating systems that are happening today, the science today is now creating a synthetic life using us as a template and then incorporating the right programs into these new creations, if you will, to be under the complete control of whoever owns the operating system or whoever owns the program. This is what they're doing. And so the earth itself will be transformed into an arena. An arena. Remember the old Roman days when Christians were being and slaves were being taken into the arena to be entertaining those in charge because now they had power over the people. This is, we're going right back to the arena. instead of being an auditorium or being a coliseum, now it is the planet. Now the reach can go across the planet. And events that happen in Canada can be now witnessed anywhere on the planet. Interactions with what's going on in Canada can now happen across the planet. See, so the whole thing is nothing but an arcade, really. With this type of technology in the wrong hands, it could lead to disaster. So when we're seeing the events unfolding here, you know, all that's going on, the distractions that we're seeing, you know, Trump now, okay, tomorrow's D-Day, you know, January 20, 2021, this is D-Day. We're going to see what's actually going to happen tomorrow. We're going to see Biden get arrested, Biden become president, Trump staying in there forever. We're going to see something happen or nothing at all. Again, we'll see the distractions that can occur and are going to occur as a result of tomorrow. But in the interim, we have to keep our eye on the prize. In other words, not being caught up in the theater or the drama of what's going on, because most of it is designed to create a misdirect. Get you to see something that isn't there. Get you to believe something that isn't true. When we're looking at, when I was looking at Nicholson 1968, I watched his video, and that droid, he pointed out that when they put the phone on the heart, he mentioned 214, which is basically Valentine's Day, right, of the heart. And what he was pointing out was the phone, the technology, was being put in the heart because the Bible says that God dwells in the heart, right, the throne of the heart, or God's throne's in the heart. And this technology was pushing God out of the throne. That's why the Bible says in the last days that the mark of the beast, whoever wears the mark, won't be able to, you know, will never see the kingdom of heaven, because we are now replacing God with technology. And technology is great and wonderful. And I'm one of these guys that, you know, like using a computer for allowing me to do research and developments. It gives me ideas to develop whatever I need to develop. But I know in all reality, this is nothing more than a tool to help me get through life, nothing more. And not to put this above God or in any way, shape, or fashion. We have to recognize that all the toys, bells, and whistles we have today were given to us to keep us entertained, to keep us distracted from the real realities of what's going on in life. And what is really living and what isn't. We are not living at all. I had a picture today. Stalin took a chicken, plucked the chicken, beat the chicken, threw it on the ground. And then afterwards, he gave the chicken some grain, some oat or something, and that chicken followed him. And he said, the comment he made was, people are the same. You can beat them, abuse them, you can mistreat them, and you give them a little bit of a crumb and they'll follow you anywhere. And that's exactly what's going on. People today will be abused, will be ripped off, raped, pillaged, made dysfunctional by the government itself. And yet the government will give you let's say for instance, an HST check or that $600 check, right? And the people will forget all about the pain and the abuse and the suffering and say, wow, the government's really treating me really good. Some of us respond to pain. I'm one of those guys that respond to pain. You hit me and it hurts me, I'm going to respond back. I'm not going to follow you. I'm going to reap what you're going to reap. What you've sown with me, you know, I will lay thy hands upon thee and drive that demon out. You know, that's how that will work. But that's just a principle I'm pointing out here. You know, I'm not one of these guys, if you beat up and abuse, I'm going to keep on following you. That ain't going to happen. If anything, I'll be thinking ways to undermine you and bring you down. And we have lost that because we've lost our capacity to be individuals. We just follow the crowd now. The crowd says, oh, yeah, you know, the government just... And you hear it all the time. Oh, the effing government, the effing government. Oh, what are those F-tards, the effing government. They, you know, they raised our taxes. They raised the cost of living. They gave us a new carbon tax. They've taken this privilege away. They did those effing government. And then the moment the government turns around and gives them a little bit of a crumb, oh, we took too much. So as a result, as a token, we're going to give it back to you every month. We're going to give you this little $50 check, $100 check, $5 check, whatever. And people will get that money and say, oh, wow, the government's really good. The government's really taking care of me. And what do people do? They go to the dollar store and they spend that $100 in less than an hour. And they're right back to square one. So this is what they're doing now with all the toys, all the tech toys, the futuristic tech toys they want everybody to have. Because those tech toys are not designed in any way, shape, or form to benefit you, except to, again, further entrap you into the tech, into the technocratic system that we're just coming in. And when we're looking at us being the interface, us being the direct transceiver, receiving and transmitting frequencies, us receiving the information directly into our bodies. You won't even need a cell phone because you'll have this tech already inside of you that has assembled and built. This swabbing, in my humble opinion, is another experiment to see if they can inject these things into the brain, and then the brain interfaces with this tech and develops a whole new network inside the brain. So when the futuristic technologies come out there, all you have to do is just jack it in like they do with that droid commercial, and now you are the operating system. You are the program. You are the one that is now the conveyor of this information back and forth. Imagine that, being completely connected interface. I told somebody the other day, welcome to back to the days of Nimrod, days of Noah, when everybody was under one mind and one voice. They built a tower. They think they were going to heaven. They were opening up a dimensional portal. If the angelic host had fired the frequency on that tower, it may have destroyed the planet, opening up the portal. They would have used the power of the planet to transfer out of this place. God saw what was going on and created a confusion program, and he allowed it to take hold. He downloaded it because they were already connected. When the confusion program hit, they couldn't understand each other. They no longer were of one mind. They were disconnected, and they were no longer one voice. They were no longer transmitting frequencies back and forth into each other's head. They became disconnected, and we are now gone right back to the same shit all over again. I keep thinking to myself, God Almighty, was it once enough? Why are we repeating this crap? But those that are in charge are bringing us back to the same place we were once before. And it is going to be a nightmare. Think of this way. You are not complying on any level, in shape, or form. You're not wearing the mask. You're not getting the vaccines. You are no longer using currencies because you can't buy or sell anyway, because you are the currency. By being interfaced with this programming, you become the currency. So anywhere you go, anything you do, whatever you buy comes out of you. Somehow you are the assets and the liability. You're the equity and the liability. So, you know, when we're thinking in these terms, you know, and okay, there was a movie, I forget what it's called, Out of Time. The guy's got this built-in computer in his arm. And every time he works, instead of being paid in dollars, he's paid in time. And the idea is to increase the time factor so you can live longer. And he met somebody in the elite and told him, and who had over a century of time. And he told them that there was no shortage of anything. Everybody, there was more than enough for everybody on the planet. But this is the manipulation and the deception that they're telling us, that we need to, you know, tighten the belt. They're going to make us eat bugs. They want us to eat bugs instead of meat. Who's going to be eating the meat? The elite. They know the meat has value. The bugs don't have any value. I did a video where I showed you the grasshopper that was loaded with the nanofullerenes, integrated into a parasite or a mimetic. It looked more like a mimetic, to be honest with you. But these mimetics were in this grasshopper. Now imagine a population of people eating bugs are loaded with these mimetics. You know. So think about that. This is what they want to feed you. It's all about controlling even your very life. Controlling how long you live, how useful you are will determine that. Once you have outlived your usefulness, you become obsolete. There was an Outer Limits show about that. It was a sci-fi, and they were talking about being obsolete. And once you're obsolete, you have to stand before a tribunal, and then you have to defend the need for your existence because you still had value. And if the tribunal ruled against you, you were terminated because there was no longer any use for you in that system. This is how it works. This is where we're at today. This is where we're going. It's already being done. We're just doing it differently. Like getting back to the droid and the phone. You know, Elon Musk is talking about a neural link. Okay? Connect us with a neural link. The cell phone is already the neural link. You won't even need to download any software into the person's body because it's already built in through the nano assembly. And it's throughout the body, so it's spread out. So all anyone would have to do is be in the vicinity of a device or a transfer device or a telecommunications device that could be jacked in directly to the body, and now you are in a neural link. It's already here. His bullshit and his theatrics, again, has got everybody thinking about this thing in the brain, blah, 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 and I'm going to do this and going to do that. It doesn't, his theatrics that he's showing, that's science fiction. You don't even need these things. The frequencies alone can now access you direct. How many times have you had songs playing in your head or thoughts popping into your head or ideas that came in from nowhere that, again, were sort of dubious? That's access. The song Dream Police about how they're into your head. The Lunatic by Pink Floyd. You know, they're in my head. You know, something's there, but it's not me. We are dealing with these operating systems already. They're already have integrated to be a part of us. This is when we hear the voice, the skull, and all these things. That's not just a voice, the skull. That's an integration between you and the transmission or transception that's going on back and forth. So the neural link is already here. The 6G is going to be needed to operate, to give the power for everybody to be jacked into the neural link at the same time. Because you have to understand, with the 6G... it goes through everything. Okay, it's infrared and microwave. 5G is limited to even in the penetration process. 6G is going to be a screw over. It will go through everything. It's an infrared microwave technology that will go through everything. And if it's programmed to access you and into the network that's been built into you, you could, well, it's already happened. You're driving down the road, all of a sudden you go into this trance. You're driving for 2 hours, you get to your destination, and all of a sudden you wake up and you wonder, how the hell did I get here? That's a takeover. That's an interface. That's a neural link. These are the experiments that have been going on, again, bringing us to this point where we are at today. If you think you have privacy, you are sadly mistaken. The only thing you have is the illusion of privacy. You can't even walk down the street right now with a 5G light hitting you, transmitting your DNA. that's how rad it is. You can go out into the countryside as well, and now they'll have drones flying, and they can pick up on your DNA. They don't even need a heat signature anymore. Just to take this to another step further, there's a technology now where they're putting dog sonic collars on people to enforce social distancing. Imagine that. Eventually, they won't need to do that, because what will happen is once the interface is set up with the 6G, the moment you get too close to somebody, it will send a signal to the AI that you violated the boundary that you were supposed to be at, and it will send a signal to your head to back off. It may even send a discharge to your body to let you know that you know, just like when you got a horse or a cow or a goat that gets too close to an electrical fence, they can feel that static pulse. And it backs off because if it touches the fence, it'll shock it. Same kind of thing. We read a couple shows ago that the Chinese military has got suicide programming into their helmet. If they don't follow the orders that the government, that their leaders tell them, they push a button and they're dead. Imagine that. Imagine if China invaded Canada. I don't think it'd bode well for China, myself. But imagine if everybody here was able to take the technology out of these men that are doomed if they don't try to kill you. Imagine the forces that would again go against China. China, like I said, is not all it's cracked up to being, but it is smart. It's winning the war. Not with guns, not with bullets, but with dollars. U.S. dollars. They took the U.S. dollars and now are buying politicians. They're not buying just the planet. They are buying politicians. That's why in Ontario, Ford can go out and play in his backyard with his toys, but everybody else has to be locked down because somebody is in the back pocket of China. Trudeau is giving China money to swap for Chinese yuans, and here we are giving them Canadian dollars. What are they going to do with those Canadian dollars? $39 million, $240 million, and God knows what else has been missing. Where do you think the Chinese are going to spend that money? In Canada. We got sweet FA. Canada's been sold like a prostitute to every country that's come along. All the industry that's come and gone here has come from somewhere else. Any industry that we did have in this country was torn down, broken down, so that anybody coming in then would supply Canada with whatever it needed. So where do you think that money is going to go in Canada? Where? The only thing that has any real assets or any real capacity to make any change are the politicians. And they're all whores, every one of them. They're all whores. You know, show them the dough and they'll show you how to go. That's just how it rolls here in this country. And it may sound crude and crass, but that's the way it is. Money talks, bullshit walks. That's always been the theme. And now you get where that comes from and why that was said. Because if you want something done and you need to get it done quickly, all you need to do is dial, you know, WHORE politician, and then give them your money. And they will more than glad suffice to give you what you want. That's how it rolls. That's how it's played. You know, that's the way it's going. So imagine now in Canada, everybody having to wear a dog collar. Imagine going to a superstore or a Costco, and you're walking down the aisle, and you got a collar on, the other person's got a collar on, and you get too close to each other, and all of a sudden, zap. You're on the floor, spun, you don't know what happened. The other person's on the floor, spun, they don't know what happened. Imagine that, zap. Eventually, that will be inside of you. There is nothing about this tech on any level that has any merit. And if they try to sell you on the song and dance that, okay, you know, this is good for finding people, you get lost in the woods and all that bullshit, you know what? how many of you are going to actually take a walk in the woods? If you do take a walk in the woods, how far deep into the woods do you think you're going to go? Most people don't even go a mile or two into the woods. So the chance of getting lost is pretty slim. And most places today, most parks have a pathway, so you can just follow the path. Sooner or later, they'll take you out of the bush or out of the woods. So like I said, they will come along and they will propagate some excuse to this technology as being beneficial. Oh, your children, if something should happen to your children, we can find them right away. You know, how many times has something happened to in your lives with your children that situation actually occurred? And if something should happen to the child, chances are, if they're young, parents are really, most parents, let me rephrase that, most parents that have the parental perspective on raising children do not allow them to go too far out of sight anyway. But, there are parents that don't give a shit, and I get that too, but I'm talking about real parents that have kids. They don't let those kids too far out of their sight. They're very close to them all the time. The only time something can happen to them is if they're in school. If you got a school teacher there that might be a child diddler, you know, then you might have a problem there. This is why I've been telling people all the time, you know, educate your children at home, homeschool them. They don't need to be exposed to a rapist or a sodomist or somebody demonic that gets the rocks off by raping children or hurting them. So we need to, like I said, start thinking in these terms. And we need to start thinking as well, what is the educational system actually doing today? They are actually programming your children. They're getting them ready to be integrated with technology. They're getting them ready to be, again, rebellious against you, and the parents of the child are being, again, made to be rebellious against the parents. This is what's being taught in the educational system. This is what's being presented in the educational system. So you may want to take a hard look at what's really happening, what's going on in regarding to, you know, this tech. All these cell phones are out there today. They're there because they have maneuvered people into thinking that they cannot live without a phone. They cannot live without having a phone in their lives all the time. Now, you know what's interesting about all that? When I was a kid, we had a phone in the house, a home phone. It was some of them were dial-up, then we went into the push button, and they were bulky. It's very bulky, but you didn't carry the phone everywhere you went. You went out and had a social life. You're not connected to the technology. And as time has gone on, the TV now can monitor you, the TV now can program you, the TV can now assault you. Same with the radios, AM and FM and other channels. The phone can do the same thing. It can monitor you. It knows where you're going. It knows even what part of the house you're in. All these things are going on. And when you go outside, it knows where you're driving. It can tell you the temperature of the air you're in. Tell you which way you're going. You know, this is a ultimate device for interfacing, integrating, and spying on the GP. Is these things really worth it? I don't know. I don't have a cell phone. I'm not planning on getting a cell phone. If I did have to get one, it would be a throwaway. Basically, I'm buying it because I need it for... Maybe I do need it for an emergency. I'm going somewhere where, again, it could be tenuous. But sometimes if you're going out camping in places, there's sometimes no signal. Now, that's becoming less and less, but nonetheless, you may get that situation. But anytime you can pull yourself away from the technology, the less hold it has on you. And anytime you can get your kids to quit playing with the technology, again, the better off they're going to be as well, because they won't be integrated to jump off a cliff when everybody else is jumping off a cliff. They'll be able to sit there and think, hey, should I be jumping off this cliff? What's the point of me jumping off this cliff? All I see are dead bodies below. The great culling has begun. World War III. So like I said, when you're looking at Nicholson, Some of you may like what I got to say, some of you may not. I told everybody, I've made this perfectly clear. I am not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a liberal, I'm not a conservative, I'm not an NDPer, I'm not an independent. I am just me. I don't put my faith in any government. I don't believe in any government. I think all governments are bullshit. I think all governments today are not no longer governing people by programming people to be obedient slaves and servants to a hierarchy. We're coming to a caste system again. You're going to have those in charge and those who will do the work. And those in charge will live off the fat of the lamb, and those who do the work will barely get by. That's the way it's been. Nothing's going to change. Nothing is going to change at all. This will just be more further advanced in how the controls are set in and what they're going to do. That's the bottom line here. Total bottom line. And like I said, he mentioned this. He mentioned a lot of things, and he was showing and expressing. And when I tell people, you know, read the Gospels, because it's a good meaning, good news. The invitation is to everybody. Both of us, he's been saying it, and he was saying it through the show. I'm saying it as well. You know, he who has eyes to see, let them see. Who has ears to hear, let them hear. I don't care what your background is. When I encourage you to go read the Gospels, it's for everybody to have a look, so not, nobody is, has any illusions anymore to what they think they know. Now you've read it. Because I get a lot of people telling me all kinds of nonsense, you know, about, you know, the Bible, this, the Bible, that. Somebody asked me a question today, and he says to me, how do I keep going? What is my motivation? How do I am able to deal with all this? He says, do you believe in a higher power? And I wrote him back and says, I believe in the living God through Jesus. And I said, you know, this planet is nothing but boot camp. It's designed to separate the wheat from the chaff. We are never meant to be here forever. We are meant to evolve and become something more. I says, this is basically designed to get us prepared for whatever we need to be prepared for. So when we are ready to leave this place, we will go. That's simple. That's how I interpret it anyway. I don't look at it anything more. You know, you learn whatever lessons we learn, they are applicable in this life. The next life is a whole different ballgame. And we have to understand that as well. So the only way I can tell you this is to go read what Jesus had to say. So, you know, I told him this. I said, you know, this is why I tell people to read the gospel. It's good news. He said, well, I have a hard time with God, you know, putting us on a planet that, you know, and all these bad things that go on. I said, well, this is the press. This is the press. The bad things that are going on is to press out the good from the bad. And it requires some pressure. And we're in it. So it's about, again, preparing us to purge out of us the things that are of this life, of this world. It's not easy. Because, and I'll tell you why it's not easy. It's not because God's beating the hell out of you. Sometimes that happens too, but I'm pointing it that way, because the Bible says all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. Later yields the peaceful fruits of righteousness. What I'm referring to here is when when you're going through the ringer here and you're getting the bejesus knocked out of you. You know, and I'm not saying physically, but you're going through emotional, mental, psychological, spiritual, whatever that you're dealing with. Okay. It's so that you will leave behind the dead weight that's attached itself to you. And that dead weight is the programming that we've all have gone under. This took me a long, long time to come up to this, because I had the same thing in my head. Why, you know, God, geez, every time I turn around, you're whipping my ass kind of thing. And so here we are today, and I understand this now, clearly. Well, clearer. I always said, God, couldn't we just talk about this? Wouldn't it be a lot easier? But we got to recognize the program and operating systems that we have inside of our bodies. That's the big, big fight, really. That's the big fight, to let go of the demonic brainwashing that we've had and upload God's programming. That is the big, big fight. You know, it says, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. You know, so that's what we're dealing with. So when you're seeing everything that's going on, this means that this is coming to an end. You know, the end game. This is the end game. And in this end game, what's happening now is those who are going to be with God are going to be with God, and those who are going to be with the devil are going to be with the devil. That's the bottom line. You know, and I don't need no donations or anything like that. You know, this is something you can read in the Bible yourself. That's why I say read the Bible. Read what Jesus had to say. You know, this is where it's going. You know, once you get that, once you understand that, and once you grasp that, it makes everything makes a whole lot more sense. And you begin to realize that you got a lot of shit in you that was put there from way back. And some things that were put back into you so long ago, you forgot they were put there. You know, we all have this. We all are going through this. So, like I said, when I'm showing you all this stuff here, what Nicholson's showing you, and you know, with technology trying to take over, and the interfacing, the 6G and the IOB and everything else, again, we're in a war, baby. This is war. Okay, and there ain't no running from it. There's no fence to sit on. We are never going back to normal, ever. This is normal, and it's going to become more abnormal as time goes on. So when you see the technology where it's at now, what we're seeing is probably 10 or 12 years outdated. Okay? What we're seeing is probably 10 to 12 years outdated. Where they're at today, God only knows how far up the way they are. So like I said, be aware, check out the sites, check out the links. I think you're going to find that they will help in illuminate, or not illuminate, that's I guess not should we use that term. It will help expand your horizons and your perspectives of what is happening today and how they're violating you and what their intent is and how they plan on putting permanent shackles on people. Permanent tethers on you. Using this technology, you'll no longer be a man, you'll no longer be a woman, you will be a goyim. End of story, a goyim. Something to be used and discarded, something to be kicked under the bus at any time, something to be harvested at a moment's notice. That's what you'll be designed to be. Because that's what this defines. Like I said, everybody has certain terminologies. This one is apropos to what is happening to mankind. Alrighty, I always say at the end of these things, you know, read the Gospels. I've been saying that earlier. Read what Jesus had to say. Don't let anybody bullshit you. Don't let anybody come down and try to teach you something that, you know, or give you their opinions and saying this is the gospel truth. Read it for yourself. Read it for yourself. So that you can see really what's being said there. The only way you're really going to know is if you read it. If you just hear people talking all the time, it's an exercise in futility. You'll never get to the truth if you do that. That would be the best suggestion I can give all of you. So again, read the Gospels. On the site, they've got a bunch of people there that are, you know, doing their thing, trying to enhance, encourage, edify, make aware. You got Deanna Spingala. She's got a show on Saturday. Go check her out. Spingala Speaks, I believe. You got Fiona there. You got Sherry Three Hearts Church. You got Ty. You got Brian 396. You got Yanni. You got Shai in Israel in the Middle East. You got myself. I think I got everybody. If I forgot somebody, they're there as well. Check out everybody's stuff they're putting on. Yanni got taken down again. I must have said something in the video. But he is putting stuff on BitChute, so check out the BitChute channel where he's at. I did put on, I believe it's tonight's show, all the links that of all the shows on YouTube that he has posted that he was behind on. So they're there now as well, so check them out. Help anybody out that you can. And financially, if you can't, don't worry about it. Share the data, share the information, give it to everybody, you know, get everybody so we can all be on the same page. One last thing, somebody wrote me a letter today, sent me a letter and said, when she can't sleep at night at 3 a.m, she gets out her Bible, she starts to read it. She says, maybe, she asked me if I would pass it on. I said, okay, I can do that, you know. If you can't sleep, you know, you got a Bible around, read it or read something. But, you know, but she was encouraging to read the Bible. So I'm telling you the same thing. All righty. Till the next segment. To your health. Take care.